There you go.
Good.
All right, so I've got a huge problem. Mm-hmm. The media want to tear us up big time over the stories announced on today and stuff rang me down recently. Got Danny Pearson on the ropes, but that's now been washed away. I suppose I wanted to have an initial conversation to see how we're going to deal with these serious issues, because I know that there are deeply held views, and I've said to you and said to others that I'll never ask anybody to change their views. But this is all we're going to get hit with every time we go out. I can't send anybody out now without issues around you coming up. Jess went out there yesterday to smash Pearson. Press conference immediately, or very soon, turned to you. I've got to go out today, and I've got to face a press bag where I would have liked to have been talking about Danny Pearson resigning. I'm going to have to put that off. I know we all come in with views, and I would never ask anyone to change their views, I don't mean that, but we're going to have to work out how we do this in a way which allows the party to reach out broadly across the cross-section of the community and win elections. We just can't do it. We will just get smashed. And I can't see, if we don't have a way of working through these issues, I just don't see how we're going to do it in a way where we can win seats across the board and form government. So I wanted to have an initial chat, because I think what I'm going to attack with today is that we hate, I know you'll have something to say on this, but the line they're going to run is that we support harmful speech, we hate same-sex attracted people, we hate transgender people, we're fiercely opposed to anyone in that community. Now, I know you have views on that, but we're gonna need to come up with something, because I'm going to get torn apart. And not just me, everyone is. No shadow will be able to go out there and face the media on issues we actually want to talk about, until we find a way just to say, okay, people are entitled to their views.
I would very much like it if none of you would let it stand when they say, what do you think about Moira's anti-trans views? I don't have anti-trans views. I don't have homophobic views. Hmm. No one has ever been able to come up with any evidence that I do, and yet I'm labelled with those words.
Yeah, they're certainly picking apart. I mean, I haven't had a chance to go through all the emails.
Which emails?
The emails that are referred to in Herald Sun.
I have.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance.
There's nothing in there.
Yeah. I guess the issue is going to be, though, what do we say? And do we want to assure the Victorian community that we can be a voice for everyone, no matter what your background, no matter what your sexual preferences? Yes. Yeah.
So you say.
I think we need to put something out like that to calm it down, because they're in a the media pack. It's almost like I wish I could cancel question time, because they're not going to be the slightest bit interested in what we ask about this. And so I think
we have a good argument, and it's better than Moira has those views. I don't have homophobic or transphobic views.
Okay.
There is no evidence that I have those views. All they have got is me asking questions about what does the law mean, and me saying, can we not find a different way to balance the laws so that we can look after transgender people as well as protect single-sex rights? That is all I've ever done. And also I have questioned the automatic affirmation processes. They have been questioned all around the world. There's going to be an inquiry coming, whether anyone likes it or not. Now, in terms of whatever you want to say on those issues, agree or not, I would never let it stand. I would never let it stand if they say, what do you think about her transphobic views? And you say, oh, well, she has views that are different to mine. That will enrage me at no end. I don't have transphobic views, and you should defend me. I've never said anything transphobic or hateful. I've never said anything homophobic. My biggest fans are gay people and trans people. They were in my audience.
Yeah. Look.
Jess's answer yesterday, saying, oh, well, you know, Moira has her views, but I support them. That's such an own goal.
Yeah.
But even for you, even not defending me, it's like you're admitting there's someone in our party with transphobic views and we can't get rid of them because of free speech.
Well, you know how this debate is. It's feverish. People take signals. So right now, unless I go out there and assure people, they are going to think things. And
what would your vision of reassuring people be?
That no matter who you are, because they don't think that about you. No matter what you're saying, they don't think that about
That's
you.
That's nice, you're but I'm defined. Wondering what you're going to say.
But Moira, look what's happened in the house. Avi had a go at you and Shing had a go at you today. They're going to have a go at you every single
day.
They
can.
Yeah, but that... Don't you understand?
I think they're going to do it because they smell blood in the water because no one's coming up with a strong response. If we just bit back and said, actually, not a single homophobic or transphobic thing was said. You named the one thing that was said. They've got nothing. I said nothing bad.
In their eyes, though, it is being... that. In their eyes, as John said, it is one-dimensional. They're not taking on board. I mean, I haven't read the 100 emails, but I'm getting emails.
I'm getting emails of support.
Well, that's right, I'm not. I'm getting the others, where the 100 emails to council.
Yeah, because they want you all to fold and act like it's homophobic and transphobic just to care about single-sex spaces, which is absurd and internally incoherent. They are... the trans and the gays, they're opposed. They're telling lesbians that they have to date biological men. It's rape culture. You can easily win this argument. You can easily turn it back against them. It's up to you whether you're going to.
Yeah, I don't accept that. I think you've got to live in the real world, Moira, and I just don't think you see what a train are coming our way. Politically, we will not be able to define ourselves as anything other than a party focused on those issues. And I've never said that I wanted anyone to change their views, but I've got to tell you, that's all we're going to get defined as.
This is a really difficult
position. We will not be able to talk about any other issues.
We need to be talking about Pearson. We need to be talking about...
I'm just curious what you're going to say about one of the people in your team. Are you going to actually give the impression that you agree that I'm transphobic or homophobic? Is that what you're going to do to me?
Before I go out, I've got to look at something.
Because that's what Jess Wilson did to me.
I will need to go through and get a bit of a... specifically about some of the things you've written and said, and then I've got to tell you,
from the newspapers.
Oh, the actual emails, so the FOI. I understand this. The emails.
It's like this thick. I've gone through it. I told you what was in it.
Yeah.
I offered to send it to you. That was weeks ago. You said someone from the media team would call me. Nobody called me. Yeah. You know, before I even did my maiden speech, I said, "Can we have a meeting so that when I speak about these issues, it's in a way that we're all happy with?" And you didn't follow that up either.
You know, you do have a lot of, you know, we're dealing with a lot of things, Moira, and, you know, if someone didn't get back to you, I'm apologising for that.
It's okay. Just saying, you know, I have been there trying.
Only John in the leadership team, I'm there. I've been reaching out. We're here to help. We need to support you. You could have come to Matt or me.
About what?
About this. Because, you know...
About...
what you've just asked John about, I'm going to say this in my maiden speech, at least then we could have, if John was too busy dealing with a million things, at least somebody in the leadership team could have perhaps supported or guided you as you requested. So there's more than just, obviously John's a leader, but there's more than John in the leadership team.
Well, that was just in general. It wasn't specifically about the maiden speech.
Yeah, I mean, our position on that bill too, neither of you or I were in the parliament, but the position that the parliamentary party took at that time was to oppose the penalties side. The review, as I understand it, is around the penalties. So we'd have to go back over and look at what the party's position was. We're not bound by it in the sense we're in a new parliament, but that was the position the party took. Now, you're not in Shadow Cabinet, so you're not bound by that. I understand that, but... that was the position the party took. So they're saying
that I went against a party position. All I did was ask for a review.
The review goes beyond what the party's position was, though, in 2020.
Well, we didn't know then what we know now. I'm just saying it had nothing to do... I didn't say anything about our policy.
Yeah, we knew that there was a review. It was in the legislation.
No, but I mean, you know, based on all the stuff that's come out lately all around the world, all the other gender clinics getting shut down and you know, restricted and blah, blah, blah. They're rolling back the laws everywhere else except here because it's legislated. Just for your information, that was not, from my perspective, anything to do with us. That was to do with the law they made. Now there's new information. They need to have an open inquiry. Anyway, whether or not you agree, I'm just giving you that information. That was not about...
I am across, and I know the issues, and I have raised the issues about the gender clinic at the Children's. I'm all over the Tavistock. I have spoken to psychologists, the AMA, and I went hard on this very issue in that bill. What the government did was combine the two on purpose to absolutely wedge us. So the conversion stuff was just like, well, who in their right mind is going to support that? But there are people out there that do. But, you know, that's my view. Yeah, that's my view.
They don't understand.
Well, that's your view, and I have a view, and I have a strong view about medical intervention on children. And I made that very clear in my debate. However, we're at this point where we've got a very big issue for our party, as John has said, and that's what we need to work through now.
I don't know what you're asking of me and what you're telling me that you're going to do.
Well, I've still got to formulate my language because it's going to be one mean press conference. They are going to try to tear me to shreds. And they're going to use it as my test on whether the party's a broad-based party and this and that. Doesn't matter what we might finesse in here, they are going to try and tear not just me, the party.
All of us.
In a week where we had... We'll see what happens. The government is all putting all guns blazing into making that press conference. Andrews has come out calling on me today.
I can get you. Not today, but, you know, look. I can get you a row of lesbians to stand around you and back you up in a press conference. I can get you a bunch of parents. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, Maura, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to do a bit more planning and... I might need you just to come and have a chat so I can go over what I'm going to say or propose to say. But we've just got to be in communication this afternoon. These things aren't as simple as just putting someone out here or someone out to stand with it. It's, as you will know, you've been around politics now a while. It doesn't quite work like that. They've got a narrative they're trying to validate.
Even by implication, validate that at all. Give any room to the idea that I am transphobic or homophobic. I think that will just destroy us as a party.
I could say that I've had a number of conversations with you, and that you strongly believe you're not transphobic. And I don't think, you know, unless you've spoken to Maura, I can put that in. But I'll probably get, and this is why I just don't have the bandwidth to go through. But I'm just thinking that. If they do go through and pick out little bits selectively out of context and throw them at me,
so what I can tell you is that sex work lobby group, they did an FOI on a basis of words. They do not have the full threads. They have no context. They have documents that are unauthored. They don't know if I wrote them or someone else wrote them. And the ones that they tried to get me on in that phone call turned out I didn't even write them.
Mm.
Crazy people sent them to me, and I was like, please don't send this to me on my council address. Blah, blah. And there's one, and the one I tried to tell you about was my speech where they were going, and a journalist just asked me about it. I said, what are you talking about? What document? And he sent it to me, and he's like, you know, this was a $100,000 donation. And I was like, it says we. It clearly says we. This is why it didn't go anywhere. Open and shut. It was already investigated and shut. It's ridiculous. That's the evidence that exonerated me that he just gave to me. Like, so that's dead in the water.
Mm.
But that's it. There's no other... Do you know what's controversial in those FOIs? That at Melbourne City Council, children were at risk. You know? There's huge scandals in there, but it's not about me. And there's nothing homophobic. There's nothing transphobic. I say repeatedly in the emails, can't we just look after both groups properly? Because I don't want to send, you know, biological males who identify as female into a toilet with men. I get it. That would be dangerous. I don't want to force them to do that. Can we look after them in addition to... instead of by destroying women's rights and sex-based spaces? Why can't we have both? That was my whole question. And the government didn't answer. They still haven't answered. Melton City Council can't even work out their own policies for toilets and change rooms because the government has refused to answer. I have video footage, which I'll give to you, of the Gender Equality Commissioner telling me, because I said, what if I have a Muslim women swim only session, Muslim only swim session, you know, for women, and a man comes in, you know, biological male, identifies as a woman and says, I am a woman and I'm a Muslim. I said, whose rights are ascendant there? And she said, well, you know, blah, 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 I don't know, but you should be encouraging your Muslim residents to be more tolerant. And I said, are you telling me to tell my Muslim residents how to practice their own religion? She's like, I didn't say that. I've got it on film. They're insane, these people. Anyway, whatever you do, you'll do. But you're also not really being very explicit about what you want me to do.
Well, this was the first chat, and I think I'm going to need another one before I go out. And I just want to get your sense of things.
My sense of things is you are not as vulnerable as you feel that you are. You think they're going to find something. There's nothing.
Not just that. This is narrative shaping stuff.
I get that bit, but I'm just saying there's no smoking gun is all I want you to know.
Yeah.
There's literally no smoking gun. They've got one thing where I said, you know, yes, thanks be to God, whatever, that I got pre-selected, something like that. Who cares? Everyone knows I'm religious.
I'm not worried.
No, I actually think that's the worst thing in there. There's, like, everything else. On Melton City Council, all the staff got behind me because of those emails that they had been seeing. Like, they're not the smoking gun. Like, don't be afraid that that's a smoking gun. I know you have to go out today. I would tell you if there was a massive smoking gun.
You know, you're part of a team, and again, we all bring our own experiences and viewpoints. They're all valid. We all have experiences we bring, but you know, we're trying to define the government, and we had a
and they could be defined as anti-woman.
I was going to call on a minister today to resign. In less than an hour, or about an hour, I was going to call on a minister to resign, which I wouldn't and don't ever plan to do lightly. And we've had to actually postpone because the press pack just don't want to talk about it. They're not interested. They're interested in us. And you know what I just want to do is try and shift us as a team onto the issues that are going to win us the seats where we need to win, and then we can, you know, implement an agenda that we can be proud of. But if I'm going out there every day talking about these things, I can tell you, all ministers, shadow ministers, or any of us, we're going to find that really hard. And you know, Labor has 56 seats, so we've got a big job, to state the obvious. So look.
And that is why I wanted to reach out early.
Yeah. No, you did call me. I'm going to do a bit more work with the team just to try and get prepped on what they might throw. And then I might come back to you. I think we'll need to just come back to you before then.
And I'm going out with John, so I'll come back into that.
Yeah, so we'll just make sure that we confer before we go out. I'll just probably need to just try and anticipate the sorts of things.
I hope you'll at least consider going on the full frontal attack.
Yeah. I don't want the debate. I don't want to go into the debate on that today when I want to try and keep the focus on Pearson. And then on a couple of other ministers we want to target as well. But
even one line is like, well, lots of lesbians don't agree. And
we know that we've had Holly Lawford Smith. She stood with us. We've been through
this. I know, I'm just
this.
Saying. You just...
You know, so we've had that, but they're not... The media and the feeding frenzy are not... You know, that they didn't buy it then. They're buying the other rhetoric, and we just can't afford to be distracted by their rhetoric when we've got this piece.
That's fine. I just think you're talking to people behind the media, not the media. Of course the media are against
you. Well, they're the reporters, so...
I know, but I'm just saying... That's the people behind it. Anyway, that's fine. You'll do what you do. I'm just saying I hope that I would be very honest if there was something in there that would genuinely be a smoking gun. There's not. The worst, most embarrassing thing in there was that thing about God, because it was some really, really religious person. I was like, yes, yes, thank God. I don't even speak like that normally.
They'll ask me if we are going to... It kind of doesn't matter in a way... I know this sounds really unfair, but it kind of doesn't matter what's in there. They're going to say, so John, do you think, do you support or will you allow Victoria's reproductive laws to be changed? Will you go
what's
beyond...
What's that got to do with anything?
No, but they'll do. They're going to
focus
on...
What do you mean? I didn't even mention abortion.
They're going to ask John that because you're perceived. That's your views. They know that.
No, they don't. Just wait for it. I've written twice on abortion in my whole life. They were directed at pro-life people, and I was criticising them for not. I was blaming them that if they want less abortions in the world, then they need to persuade people that they're there to help them and love women. Yes, yes, we don't agree with it. Yes, yes, you can lobby all you like. Yes, yes, we think it's evil. That's nice. I've only ever spoken about it to pro-lifers. I've never lectured people that are not pro-life. I'm not like Bernie. I don't speak about it from there because I wouldn't do that. I'm just saying, but I don't have a legislative agenda. I've never said anywhere what I would do. I know, but you can just say, Moira's never ever said anything about changing the laws because I haven't. All I've said is that pro-lifers, if they want less, yes, they can lobby. Yes, they can do all that like everyone else in a free country. But what I was recommending that they did was like William Wilberforce, which was just persuade people. Pro-lifers don't like my view on abortion because I would never send a woman to jail for it. I would never. Bernie told me that if he got in, this is before I got booted, he was going to overturn abortion. And I said, I wouldn't support that, Bernie. They're assuming a lot.
Yeah. But you're a public figure. So
I know, I'm just
persona.
I'm just saying.
And persona doesn't always match exactly any more than mine. But, so again, I'm not judging.
Well, if they compare me with Bernie Finn, you can say, you know, you need to stop. She's her own person. Don't compare her to him, whatever. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Look, let me keep going with the terms. I'm conscious I've got question time and then we're going to go out a little bit after. But we'll need to have some kind of chat after, before I go out. So it'll probably be, I think I'll need to go out at about 3:30-ish, I think, depending on what your movements are in the chamber.
Well, that'd be better because I've got the bracing bill. We'll start that probably. I think Lee's just told me. We've got this one, it'll take 15 minutes in committee, so that's 2 to 2:15, and then we'll start the racing bill. So I should be free. Yeah, I think we'll be still. Yeah.
So, Maureen, we'll have a bit of a chat just so I'll tell you where we've landed, what we're expecting, and all that from the gallery. But let me just work with the team, and I'll have to come back to you. If you don't
know, it's true that the Muslim community is absolutely devastated by this.
They're still voting for Labour.
They voted for... I almost had them in the West. And when people went... When David Southwick went on Joy FM and said, no, we're not going to do that, it made me into a liar. And Labor were promising the same thing we were on, you know, giving schools their rights. I do have lots of new Muslim members in the West. We can win them over, but you have to have a united front on these basic freedoms. That's my opinion. Anyway...
Andrews manages to walk both sides of the street, which is what I like to do, to be able to appeal to both. He appeals to both.
He's a liar.
He appeals to both. He wins seats.
He's a liar.
He wins seats. He wins seats. He wins seats in the East, where there are strong church communities. He wins seats in the West, where there are strong churches. And how does he do that? Because he's able to speak a series of positions, which I can articulate just as good, if not better than him. But we kind of get ourselves caught in this no man's land, and we lose both. And he's able to win both. We lose both. But anyway, that's a discussion for another day.
Oh, I don't think we've gone out to get them before.
Well, I think you can. I mean, that's why I came out the other week. Because I actually think it's possible to do that if you can articulate.
It absolutely is. But they will come back to us.
I can try all I like this afternoon, but I'm not sure.
They're going to hurt on other issues. They're going to hurt on cost of living. They're going to start to understand that the petrol prices, power prices, their mortgages, their rents are all going to go up. Those issues are going to hurt
I don't deny it. I think having schools lie to their parents about their children is where you will win. That's my opinion. Everyone will burn everything down.
Need to get in.
I'm not trying to dictate to you.
I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah. Do you reckon I'm happy with what's happening over in the health department and what all they're doing with all their garbage over there? It is just unbelievable, but we need to get in to clean it out.
Yeah, well, there's nothing in my speech. I literally say in my speech, there must be a way where we can look after the dignity and whatever rights of trans people without trampling on the rights of women and girls.
I've always And I maintain today, I don't know why some in the party think that we've got to veer one side or the other. I'm actually perfectly comfortable being able to articulate freedom of religion can be protected, as can equality. It's possible to do.
I think the critical thing is to say that asking those questions and saying things like that are not transphobic and not hateful. That is absurd. That is an absurd and hysterical, defamatory thing to say about what I said and any of the things that I've ever said.
So what we'll do then is, as I said, let me work with the terms and conditions of time, and then we might have a chat before I go out. So we'll have question time in the meantime from 2 to probably 2:45. It'll be pretty messy today, I expect. But 2:45, we might tentatively aim for about 3 if you can free yourself up, George, because we'll have to go out prompt after that, I think. But we'll need to have another chat, and I want to run through...
Just before you go with it, so I'm just trying to make sure that you know, because you won't get a chance to look through all those FOIs. There were 3 issues, right? I wanted a review of whether or not people... I called it the rezoning of sex work law. So you shouldn't have children inside brothels at all, ever, anywhere, and sex work should not be happening in front of children.
But they don't. It's under 18. That's it. That's what they've said. That's not quite right.
What do you mean it's under 18?
You've got to be over 18.
Sorry, yeah. You've got to be over 18.
No, you can be up to... You can be a newborn up to 18 months old to be taken into a... But doesn't matter. You shouldn't...
Well,
but taking a baby into a brothel.
A baby,
I don't agree.
Well, that's the point. You've got a view. Somebody else has got a view.
But I'm not arguing views. I'm just saying that's all I said, right?
Right.
That I don't think that. I mean, just because you're breastfeeding, you wouldn't take your baby into a chemical plant. You would deal with it another way. Other women work it out. So there's that. Again, nothing. That was just a survey. The trans stuff was to do with... It wasn't even trans stuff, actually. It's all these people at Mountain City Council complained. They were Muslims complaining about having to have the rainbow flag on their name. They said they don't mind having it anywhere at council. They don't want it under their personal name, like on their email signature. And I said, and it was a lovely email, could we maybe replace it with words? Which mean the same thing. You can have gender, gender identity, sex, religion, and then, like, it wouldn't be so bad. Mm. And then the CEO forced everyone to have it under their name, made it a rule, because they put it on their names without telling them, made it a rule. Anyway, that CEO got flicked and sacked by everyone. They'd never had so many complaints in their life. He lost his job over that when he came. And that was his own fault, right? That's the other thing.
You mean in the signature block?
Yeah, he was forcing Muslims and Christians and people who just don't want to talk about politics to have it under their name. That's in there, and all I said was, can we replace, like, either just have the 3 flags that we're supposed to have and words? Can you just have a sentence? What can you do to help these, you know, Muslims just, like, not have their own name attached to that? That's, like, not... They're not happy. Anyway. And the last one is... So the sex work, the flags... I mean, that's it.
Is this it?
Oh, no, yeah, the email about my pre-selection speech, which Gino Potenza tried to say that I said one single donation of $100,000. And I was like, I'll just send you my speech, shall I? Which I did, and then it put that complaint in the trash. Yeah. And it's been dead for whoever knows how long. That's it. That's all that's in there. Those are the 3 things you can be brought up on. The other things that I've got in there are actually scandals for Melton City Council, because they were running programs for 10-year-olds saying you can come here and we will not tell your parents, and we will have it from the ages of 10 to 25 and you can talk about your sexuality. And I was like, what the frick is that? You don't have a mandate to be speaking to 10-year-olds without their parents' permission. Especially Melton City Council. They were running these programs. All of that's in there. And I was like, when I was talking to the first journalist, I'm like, you've got a scandal, and if you had any integrity, you would go after the scandal that is in there, which I didn't go to the news with, because we have a good CEO. And I was like, I'm not trying to get clickbait. Can you please have some child safeguards in there? And they love me over there. They're like, yes, 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 we'll fix it.
Mm.
And that's the only other thing that's in there. There's nothing in there, John. I would be very happy to read the whole lot out, because it would do nothing but exonerate me. That's it.
All right,
so what they do is they've resaved the documents under different names. They've given them titles that don't exist, which is why that first journalist, she ran away, because I was like, you got no authors and you've only got 4 documents. That's it.
So they've given what? The new names?
So all the document dump, right? They've given them... When they sent them to this woman, they renamed them, like Moira says...
They gave them a file.
A different type. That's sex lobbyists. They changed the name of the files, right? Because obviously they're just a string of emails that happened to come out in order from a Word thing, right? And I was like, what do you mean document blah, blah, blah? I was like, I don't say that. Oh, that's right. Because there was one, someone had sent notes from my pre-selection practice. Oh, this is the other thing, but don't worry, it's not bad. To my counsellor email address. And then I was like, don't do that again. But what they had in there was someone said to me, oh, abortion is your major issue. What do you say to that? And my answer is...
Oh, the pre-selector.
Well, it was like a practice round, right? And I said, actually, no, I understand that there's no social support for overturning abortion laws. It's not my major issue at all. Something like, I can't remember what I said. But she thought, because the title was abortion is my major issue...
They've taken that title.
Right? And she didn't run with it because I said to her, I was like, I thought you were a liar, but yes, it's in there. But don't you see? Because you can see it. It's questions and answers. And I was like, my answer, which I knew you were lying because I've said it everywhere, is that it's not my major issue. I have never said that. I've said against that. I've said repeatedly, that's not how you deal with abortion.
So in the lead up
I'm
to
on the
meeting,
record.
It would be good if you could think in the meantime between now and when we catch up again. It will help me to be able to say on a few things. No, Maura doesn't. That Maura's position, as I understand, no, I don't want a verbal, so we've got to be careful that you're happy for me to say. I've got to try and shut it down and move the hell on.
Yep. And you'll be able to say, Maura's been on the record repeatedly. Yeah. You can say, you're cherry picking. Maura's been on the record repeatedly. Anyone who knows her knows that her view on abortion is that you deal with that culturally. Yeah. By persuading people. That's it, move on.
And again, I'm not being a verbal, right? I understand these have to be yours, but if I can say something like,
yeah, no, I'm someone
helping. Maura doesn't support or isn't campaigning for that. She's told me she's not campaigning. If there's something I can say, no, Maura believes that everybody should be loved, no matter what your background. Can I say something like,
yes, but that's ridiculous.
I know. I'm not dealing with a rational.
I know. I'm just
so talking. Have a think, because if I can say these things, Maura's in my time working as a parliamentarian...
What you can say is Moira's actually concerned for people, you know, for transgender people. She's concerned for their safety and she wants to look after them as well as women.
That's a big different... That's
or whatever.
It's
I'm just saying...
generic.
Sure,
stuff
generic, yeah.
And I can try to... I mean, we'll see how it goes, but we'll talk about
yes,
it.
Yes, I'm just saying there are lots of good things that... Give me a list of topics that you want something on, I'll get you a sentence.
Well,
just those ones.
I think abortion. They'll talk about transgender.
And homophobia, I reckon they'll say.
Homophobia.
Yeah. And what about transing kids or something?
I'm going to try and stay because then
I know, but
going
just
down
I know. I'm just saying, if they bring it up, you'll want a one-liner, like just transing kids.
And just the emails. I think you need a line on the emails in terms of what you're saying.
Yeah, I'd say something like, look, I haven't been briefed on them in specifically.
But that group has
already tried to peddle those to another journalist, who worked out that they had been manipulated and she didn't run the story. Because that's true.
And we're trying to get to the bottom of what...
Because they've only got 100, number one. I mean, I tell you, it's that thick. And what he did with her was he gave her, he doesn't even have the full thread, this sex worker lobby guy, number one, I do. Mm. But even the bits that he gave her were not off the full thread. Like, he's a total filthy little liar.
Yeah, so he's changed the contents of what was...
He has picked and choosed which parts of things that he's going to disclose, and he didn't even have the full context of... He didn't have threads of emails. He had random pieces of things that were in my inbox because he did a word-by-word search. He didn't say, I want all emails from this date to that date. He said, I want anything with this particular word, this particular word, this particular word. And so he just got a random...
Yeah,
I know, I'm just so for you to know.
Yeah, okay. That's a bit of a thing. I better get.
Yeah, you're on.
I just got to grab something to scoff in.
Yeah.